The prosecutor was a woman named Sarah Vance, and she approached the lectern with the confidence of someone who had never lost a high-profile case. She didn't believe in the sudden spiritual awakening of a billionaire, she believed in the cold, hard facts of criminal negligence. Mr. Towers, she began, her voice echoing off the paneled walls. She paced the narrow aisle between the defense table and the jury box, her eyes never leaving Robert's face. You expect this jury to believe that you discovered the presence of those toxic drums 30 years ago and simply forgot to mention it to the authorities. Robert sat tall in the witness chair, the light from the overhead fixtures glinting off his hair. He leaned directly into the microphone, his presence commanding the entire room despite his circumstances. I didn't forget them, Ms. Vance, he said, his voice perfectly clear. I managed them. I budgeted for the potential fines as if they were just another line item on a balance sheet. I buried the truth deep within the company ledger, right next to the acquisitions and the quarterly dividends. A collective gasp rippled through the gallery. Even the stenographer paused for a fraction of a second. It was an admission that went beyond legal strategy, it was a confession of a life built on calculations. I am guilty of protecting a name that did not deserve the honor I gave it, Robert continued, looking directly at the 12 strangers who held his future in their hands. The room fell into a silence so absolute that the rhythmic ticking of the wall clock sounded like a hammer hitting an anvil. Minnie watched from the front row, her hands clasped tightly, realizing that the radical honesty had finally reached its highest stake. Robert wasn't just on trial for the drums, he was on trial for the man he had been for 60 long years.